The sound of the victory bell at Ohio's Kent State University at Saturday's 54th commemoration of May 4th, 1970, when National Guardsmen, called to the campus by Ohio's governor, opened fire on an anti-Vietnam War protest, killing four students, two of whom were just walking to class, wounding nine others grievously. What was notable this year? A silent protest against the war in Gaza. Russ Miller was there. There's an iconic photo from 1970 of his brother Jeffrey lying dead on the ground, a young woman kneeling over him. We've spoken with Russ before. Some listeners know Jeff was also a friend of my brother John and the son of a beloved high school secretary in Plainview, Long Island, New York. Russ, this weekend is often a lovely reunion for family members. It's also bittersweet. So how are you doing?
Actually, I'm doing surprisingly well. It was a beautiful weekend.
And what was it like this weekend with protesters of another war? Just, you know, talk about what you saw.
Well, we were very worried. Obviously, there was a lot of stuff about USC and Columbia ahead of this. And during that commencement, there were a ton of pro-Palestinian protesters that were just standing in the back, totally silent. There were also some Israeli protesters on the Hill, but they didn't say anything until after everything was completed. Everybody was very respectful is the word.
The respect, the peacefulness, the acknowledgement that students have a right to protest, this was not in the air in 1970. And students were enraged when these armed soldiers confronted them. There were some rocks thrown. Have you been thinking about this now, as there have been calls now for National Guardsmen to come to college campuses?
Oh, absolutely. That's the last thing in the world that we should do at this point. And hopefully everybody has learned that lesson. Mm. Back then, I thought that National Guardsmen were just like me. Joining the National Guard was the way to get out of being drafted. The folks that were actually involved there that were the Guardsmen that day were not students just like me. They were probably 10 years older and they were very hardcore.
Well, there was no conviction, we should say. There was a consensus. This is not the way, you know, and it reminds me, it's one of the things, in a way, that your brother gave his life for.
That's certainly the way I like to look at it.
Yeah, yeah, because you talk about, Russ, going to these events with Jeffrey. He's very much present with you. He was anti-war, and there was a poem that he wrote when he was just 16. It's called Where Does It End? He begins by talking about the war from the Vietnamese view, women and children running. Then he imagines the view of an American soldier, ironically, from Ohio. Can you read a little of that?
In the pastures converted into battlefields, the small metal pellets speed through the air, pausing occasionally to claim another victim. A teenager from a small Ohio farm clutches his side. In pain, and as he feels his life ebbing away, he too asks why. Why is he dying here, thousands of miles from home, giving his life for those who did not even ask for his help?
It goes on, the war without a purpose marches on, but all the frightened parents who still have their sons fear that the end is not in sight. That became so prophetic. What's the sense at Kent State? And this is a school that has tried very much to make this part of their mission. How do we acknowledge what happened here and not let it happen again and help other schools do the same thing?
They do. There's a May 4th task force, a student-based task force, and their whole mission is to try to find ways to play off of what's happened in the past and turn it into positive for the future. There are a number of students there that I had a chance to talk to, and I was very impressed with their passion for using the Kent example as a teaching model for other schools and for other situations around the world.
Russ Miller, we also spoke last week with some students, including Zachary Meyer. He's from UCal Polytech Humboldt. I mentioned that some of us were thinking of the May 4th commemoration, which was coming up, and he brightened it. He's like, it's as if he had just heard what happened in 1970, and he was learning to play Neil Young's song, Four Dead in Ohio, on his guitar. Your thoughts, Russ, on other students even discovering what happened at Kent State now?
There was one young girl, her name is Sophia, that spoke at the commemoration, and she's just a sophomore.
It is hard to read the news of universities shutting down campuses and expelling protesting students, police brutality against peaceful protesters, and the Speaker of the House ludicrously suggesting that these campuses deserve the National Guard's presence, and not think of or hear nods to what happened here on this very ground 54 years ago.
And it just gave me a really comfortable feeling that the past has resonated with the people that are living there today, and it gives you a little bit of hope.
Russ Miller, thank you so much. And again, a bittersweet weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.